Welcome to the Everything Coworking Podcast, where you learn what you need to know about how the world wants to work. And now your host, coworking space owner and trend expert, Jamie Russo.
Welcome. This is the Everything Coworking Podcast. This is Jamie Russo, and this is my third episode of my new format, which I'm calling Jammin' with Jamie. We have my seven-year-old to thank for the name. So this is the second one this week. I am full of short episode ideas and things that come to me that I kind of want to get off my chest. And I was thinking, this is kind of like a blog. I don't write as much as I should. I love to write, but I spend more time podcasting. So I'm probably reaching folks that prefer to consume content by listening, which is me. I have a lot more time kind of out and about and in the car or walking the dogs or out for a run or whatever it is than being able to sit down and read. So hopefully this is working for you. So I wanted to share a story about summer camp and pricing and what that has to do with co-working. Before I start, if you're listening between March 20th and 27th, the Coworking Startup School is open for registration. If you are not on my email list and you want to get the details, go to www.coworkingstartupschool.com, put your email in, and I will make sure you get the full scoop right away. And it's only open for a week, and it's going to open again this summer. So get in now if you are anxious to get started and want some support. Okay, so back to this episode. Summer camp. So if you have kids and you work, you are trying to figure out what you're going to do with the kids this summer. And if you are my age, you remember that when you were a kid, probably you ran around the neighborhood and someone just made sure you didn't kill yourself during the day. That's what happened for me. I actually grew up on a farm in upstate New York in the middle of nowhere. So I remember spending a lot of time hanging around my dad doing farm-related chores or hanging out at home and him popping in once in a while and making sure my brother and I weren't fighting. And so that was a much simpler time. And these days, you have to entertain your kids. And here, all the kids go to camp and it's expensive. And no one camp runs enough sessions to entertain your kid for the whole summer. So you have to do multiple camps. So it's this crazy like Tetris game of figuring out where to put your kid. Generally, they want to coordinate with a friend. So you've got to wait for somebody else to get their schedule together. I am fairly type A, terrible at planning far ahead for things like vacations and summer camp. So literally on February 28th, I was laying in bed thinking, I probably just missed the camp early bird deadlines, and now I'm going to pay a lot extra because I didn't get my act together. So anyway, I was researching camps and trying to get the schedule done before they all filled up. And my sister-in-law had recommended one called Avid Adventure Camp. And I noticed it last year because it's right at the school where my daughter goes and right next to the camp she was doing last summer. And it's outdoorsy, which I can relate to. To me, that's what summer's for, right? Running around outside. So I was interested in it. So I went to the website and started reviewing it. And I got to the price and I was like, whoa, it's like $100 a week more than the other camps that we usually do. And so I was like, what is this about? So interestingly, if you start scrolling through their website, they have camp pricing. And then they have this section underneath it that is with two hyperlinks right at the top. The first one is why your kid should do multiple weeks of Avid. So we're already doing the upsell. And then why we charge what we do. And so I clicked on it because I was like, I would like to know why is this so expensive? And so they have this whole explanation about the fact that they're a premium camp. So they say that. They say, we recognize that Avid for Adventure is a premium camp. In order to deliver the value that you and your family deserve in a camp experience, we embrace the fact that we charge more than some other camps. Some of the reasons why. One, we hire the best quality staff that you can find in a youth program. And for me, that's a big deal because I've experienced a bunch of different camps and the difference in staff quality is pretty evident immediately. And I definitely lean towards the camps that are super well organized with highly trained, they're all, you know, college kids, but really well trained, mature, gonna take care of my kid during the day. Two, we offer financial assistance to any child that wants to experience our summer camp programs. Okay, so now I'm feeling like, well, if I pay extra, then another kid without the same means may be able to go, and I feel good about that. We believe in corporate responsibility and allocate significant funds to protect our local resources. You got me there. We provide your child with authentic and top-of-the-line youth adventure equipment. Okay, so that totally makes sense. The first three are getting at the word I'm looking for, like intangible benefits. And then the fourth one is like, well, also the equipment costs money. So that's pretty logical. Our fleet of new vans each year to transport your children to local rec areas come with a significant cost. Also tangible and makes sense. And I want my kid to be safe if they're riding around in somebody else's van. So it just really struck me, you know, I think that we are in a stage right now in co-working where many of us are excited to launch a space in our community, and it's one of the first. And so just by being, we are different. And people are making a lot of choices based on geography. I certainly see that in my business. You know, we have people come in, and we talk about this in our flight groups as well. People are really shopping on location, right? So what's easiest for them or for their team, they certainly will want to do a trial day and make sure the space feels good for them. But I think we're not in these days for long. It's even today, most of us in bigger markets have competition that's fairly close by. And that's only going to become more intense. You know, think about a gym. Think about if you want to pay to work out, all of the options that you have within, you know, a 5-mile radius. They may not be the same, you know, SoulCycle or Orange Theory or 24 Hour Fitness or CrossFit, like a million different things that you could do, but you can pay to work out. So when someone wants to pay to work somewhere else, in the next couple of years, they will start to have a lot of different options. And when we open co-working spaces, we need to think about how are we different and how can we be different from the outset so that we can use that differentiation and leverage that in our communication. I was talking to Kevin Whalen, who is doing a workshop for the GWA in May in New York, which we're super excited about. And we were talking about people, you know, getting into marketing tactics, leveraging their unique selling proposition. And I said, I have to tell you, most of us probably don't have one. You know, it's just the act of being and having a strong community. But if there's somebody right next to us who could be very similar, right? Maybe with a different design. But niche spaces are becoming a lot more prevalent. Higher end spaces. And so like this camp, you know, they're very clear on what they offer. And it is a camp, you know, and there are, I don't know, 30 other camps to choose from, you know, in the local area, but they are differentiating themselves. They're saying, look, we're not a science camp, which is very common in, I live in near Silicon Valley. So we get lots of sciencey camps. I'm sure that's common everywhere now. That was not a thing when I was a kid. We're an outdoor adventure camp. We use premium equipment. You know, our staff is highly trained. We give back. That's part of what you're buying into. I love that story, right? I related enough to that. She got 1 week of adventure camp, the pricier camp, but I related to it. And I thought, you know what? It's like a practical buy, but also a values buy, right? I align with their values. So again, not to make this episode longer than I intended to be, just food for thought. So check out the website, it's Avid Adventure Camp, and you'll find their wording under the pricing. But just as you're thinking about your space and how it's different, make sure that you're thinking about that. And actually, this is the very first module that we do in the Co-working Startup School, which is identifying your ideal customer avatar. You must do this work to know who you're serving and what's important to them and what they'll pay for and what they demand out of their workspace. You have to do that in order to make good decisions about all the other aspects of your business. And I love that this camp is such a good example of like, I can tell who their ideal customer is. And I am probably on the borderline of that customer. There are probably people who fall right into that, like, take my money. I love what you do. I will pay whatever it takes for my kid to experience that for the summer. I am taking my kid for 2 weeks to upstate New York to run around on the farm for free. So I don't 100% overlap, but I can very clearly see who they're serving, which I love. So you want to be in that camp. You want to be very clear. And if you're in the early days, you may be in the boat of not so differentiated, but start thinking about what does that look like in the future for you? And if you do another location, how would you start to create a differentiation that you can talk about with prospective members and permeate through your organization? Awesome. Okay, that's it for now. Have a great week and we'll talk soon.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Everything Coworking. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date on the latest trends and how-tos. Until next time.